Darren Frettles here with the sports news. We didn't see that coming.
No. Semi-finals, Mayo going down to Kerry, Gavin, and then Dublin losing out to Donegal yesterday. No one saw this one coming. We know the pairing, the 21st of September, it'll be those two. It'll be Donegal and Kerry. You would have got good odds on that one at the start of the year, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You?
Even midway through the championship, I heard somebody quoting, I think it was July odds, of Kerry at 12-1 and Donegal at 16-1.
16-1, exactly. So incredible stuff. Incredible scenes both in Limerick and in Dublin yesterday and Saturday evening. Wonderful atmospheres at both games. I know there was a lot of criticism for the match being moved to the Gaelic grounds, but it really was a wonderful occasion. And yesterday as well in Croke Park, the noise there was amazing. The Ulster champions weathered an early storm from Dublin and to beat them 314-70. Ryan McHugh, man of the match, just 20 years of age, 2 goals and 2 points as the champions crashed out. Colin McFadden chipped in with 1 goal and 3 points. Let's hear from the managers in a moment, Jim Gavin, but first the other Jim, Jim McGuinness.
We worked very, very hard for this moment and we came, you know, with a game plan, and thankfully it worked out. It was a massive challenge in the form of, you know, what Dublin presented. And at the beginning of the game, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. But what we spoke about was honesty. And that's what we spoke about in the lead into the game, during half-time. And that's what we got. And that's all you want from your players.
Jim, I've spoken to you so many times. I've seen you in winning and losing times. This is probably the most emotional time I've ever seen you at.
That's well, listen, when you come into a game and you're 1-10, or 10-1, you know, the writing's on the wall. But they found a way. Absolutely delighted and fantastic that the Miners won as well. It's going to be a really, really, really special occasion. And we're looking forward to the next 3 weeks.
I don't think luck was anything to do with it. Just beaten by a bit better Donegal team today. You know, there's lots of disappointment in that Dublin dressing room. You know, Donegal performed and we didn't over the expanse of the game. And full credit to Donegal.
We spoke before the game saying, is there a possibility sometime that we were going to have, from your point of view, a Dublin performance that didn't live up to everything that you have built yourself up for? Today was one of those days, perhaps?
Yeah, in patches. You know, we started well. And the first quarter of the game, we put ourselves in a very commanding position, 5 points. Up, but credit to Donegal, they came back hard at us and went up a point at half time and they pushed on from there. So, you know, we can't have any complaints in that regard. But from my perspective and the Dublin players, I mean, they Dublin guys, you know, they fought to the bitter end, very courageous and determined, and that's all I can ask for.
Robbie Irwin speaking to Jim Gavin and Jim McGuinness after yesterday's game. Donegal qualified for the first ever minor decider. They beat the Dubs 112-111. The Irish Examiner is reporting this morning that Jonathan Sexton will be out of action for at least 2 months with a broken jaw. The Irish out-half suffered the injury playing for his club Racing Metro over the weekend. It's hoped he will be fit for the November internationals. Liverpool beat Tottenham 3-0 in the English Premier League. Sterling, Gerrard and Moreno scored the goals. The Liverpool manager is Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, I thought we were outstanding today. I thought that tactically the team was excellent. The quality we showed, scored 3, maybe we had a few more. And I felt that our intensity and our pressure was excellent from the start to finish. So very pleased. But today was the day for Liverpool. I thought we were outstanding. Tottenham, as I said, will get used to Maurizio's methods. But for us, you see the confidence in the team. And it was a follow-on performance, really, from last season.
Arsenal finished 1-1 away to Leicester. Aston Villa beat Hull City by 2-1. In the SPL, Celtic drew 1-1 away to Dundee. Now, real drama at the golf yesterday. Graham McDowell has secured the final automatic qualifying place in the European Ryder Cup team. Stephen Gallagher needed to finish inside the top two at the Italian Open to overtake him, but he had to settle for third place. Paul McGinley will announce his captain's picks tomorrow.
This has been, and Stevie's been unlucky in this regard. This has been the toughest ever Ryder Cup team to make from a European point of view in terms of points that you need to amass in order to make the team. So he really has been up against it. And for a rank and file guy from the European Tour who doesn't play in American and misses out on a lot of the world ranking points as a result, to perform as well as he does, all credit to him. So as I say, there's a lot of things in his favour, but there's a lot of things in favour for other players as well too, and I've got to do what's best for Europe.
Should be an interesting announcement tomorrow. Eni Ato won that title, the Italian Open. The final round of the Deutsche Bank Championship will be completed today. today. Russell Henley leads on 12 under par. Rory McIlroy right in the hunt on 10 under. Good news for the Irish equestrian team. They've qualified for the Rio Olympics. They finished in sixth place overall at the World Equestrian Games in Normandy yesterday. Sunita Puspor finished in fourth place in the single sculls event at the Rowing Championships in Amsterdam. She gave it all she could, but she just came up short.
I think this is one of the races when I can put my hand on my heart and say I did absolutely everything and I had nothing more to give at the end. And that is a good feeling to have after the race, because I have had some races when I finish it off in the finals and I have that disappointing feeling that it feels like I haven't done myself any justice. Now it's a different story, so I'm quite happy with the performance and I'm quite happy with the season overall.
Owen Clifford claimed his second gold medal at the Road World Championships in America. That's the UCI Paracycling Championships. He took that medal in the men's C3 event. Dan Martin is up to 15th on the Vuelta a España. The Irishman 1:49 behind the leader Nairo Quintana. And finally, jockey Davy Condon is in a stable condition following a heavy fall from Flaxen Flair at Cork. He was hurt when the evens money favourite tumbled at the second last flight.
Darren, thank you.